Hello, it's Joel Marks, COUCHFC, financial advisor in the Charlottesville area. I'm located at the Virginia Credit Union. You don't have to be a member to talk with me. And I just want to introduce you to Money Success, a program that we're bringing to you every Sunday morning between 9 and 9:30. Look forward to talking with you and sharing subjects that make a difference to you in your own financial world. Here on Seaville, 107.5 and 1260 AM WCHV.
Sky's mostly cloudy today, but it will be seasonable with highs in the low to mid-40s.
At 5:30 this Thursday morning, it is 28 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
ABC News reports the case against a 14-year-old suspected of fatally stabbing Barnard freshman Tess Majors in a Manhattan park is now before a grand jury. The 14-year-old, who's suspected of wielding the knife on December 11th in Morningside Park, has been free while the police waited for forensics. The test results were returned in recent weeks. The grand jury will decide whether charges should be brought against the teen and a second 14-year-old also suspected of being involved in the crime.
A bipartisan bill introduced by John Boozman, a Republican from Arkansas, and Virginia Democrat Mark Warner in June 2019 to help address the rate of veteran suicide is one step closer to becoming law. The Senate Veterans Affairs Committee included language from Warner and Boozman's Improve Well-Being for Veterans Act as a provision in a comprehensive bill to expand veterans' access to mental health services.
Albemarle County Police arrested 27-year-old Joshua Matthew Fitzgerald on a charge of malicious wounding for a fight that sent a man to the hospital with severe head trauma. VDOT is set to make changes to the traffic pattern on westbound Hydraulic Road at Route 29. An additional left turn lane will be added.
Currently, the left turn lane is backing up into the through lane, which is creating, it's not only delaying motorists, but it's also creating a potential for more crashes. With these changes, we're going to provide an additional left turn lane as well as make the rightmost turn lane continuous. So drivers intending to turn right won't have to stop unless a pedestrian is trying to cross Hydraulic Road.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 28 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
When you scratch and you don't win,
100K Scratcher Replay.
Say what?
It's the Virginia Lottery 100K Scratcher Replay.
If I scratch and I don't win, I could still win?
That's right. Now through March 31st, enter any non-winning Virginia Lottery Scratcher for a chance to win one of two daily $500 prizes or the $10,000 grand prize. Visit VALottery.com/replay for details.
100K Scratcher Replay.
Odds of winning a prize depend on the number of entries received.
Imagine opening your eyes to 20/20 vision without needing glasses or contacts. I'm Dr. Holzman, a LASIK surgeon at TLC Laser Eye Centers. For over 25 years, TLC has been North America's leading LASIK provider. In fact, over 10,000 doctors have chosen TLC for their own laser eye surgery. Let us